Unfortunately, we will not be reopening tomorrow. That's not a negative, that is a positive, because we want to make sure that we are completely COVID safe and following the full guidelines that the government now and the DCMS have put in place. So we will be going through our building from top to bottom, making sure the staff are all fully trained, to make sure that when we do open, that everything is in place for the track and trace, booking online systems, for all customers to come in and feel safe when they're within our premises. Everyone knows Adventure Kids prior to COVID that we were a clean indoor play centre. We will continue to be a clean, now cleaner, because there will obviously be lots more sanitisations, lots more things put in place due to the government guidelines. So we will be better, brighter. It will be a happy place for everyone to come back to. I've posted out on Facebook this morning that we obviously will be reopening. We haven't got a confirmed date yet, because obviously we need to make sure that we are ready for when the customers come. But the response so far by the customers, I've been really, really happy that we are reopening when I can give that confirmed date. So within the next few days of working really hard, we will then hopefully be able to give a confirmed date that we will be reopening, and allowing our customers to come back and have some fun, which they've been missing for the past 5 months. We'll be working a pod system where there will be online bookings only. There will only be a certain amount of tickets that are sold on an online system, and then those pods will be will have booking systems, so we could, as an example, could be from 9:30 to 11:30, and then 12 till 2, and then 2:30 till 4:30 as a guidelines, and we will then have, obviously, in between each session, we will have full sanitisation of all the tables and chairs ready for the next groups of people to come in, to come back into a clean environment. We're very excited, but it's going to be tough times ahead, because we still haven't had, and we still didn't have any financial support whilst we've been in lockdown. So there is still huge bills that have been paid, and there's still huge bills that have got to be paid. But we are looking forward to the future, and hopefully we will get the commitment from our customers to come back and obviously allow our business to survive. And it's basically watch this space and see how we get on.